Brexit MEP Brian Monteith, Peterborough by-election is about trust, and our MPs have broken it. By Brian Monteith MEP on June 5, 2019. Make no mistake, the Peterborough by-election is about one thing more than any other, trust, or the recent lack of it. The Peterborough by-election is being held because the Labour MP, Fiona Onasanya, lied to the police, found guilty of perverting the course of justice and given a three-month custodial sentence. As the sentence did not exclude her from remaining an MP or participating in votes even when out of prison under license, a public recall petition was initiated that removed her from office and forced a by-election to be held. Now the Brexit Party has a good opportunity to win its first Westminster seat. It has a popular local candidate in Mike Green, who, for all he voted Conservative in the past, broke with that party because it too had lied. Theresa May promised more than 100 times that the United Kingdom would leave the European Union on March 29. It didn't happen, and it was the last straw for Green. The Prime Minister never had any intention of leaving unless her withdrawal treaty was the method, despite saying over 30 times that no deal is better than a bad deal. Labour has been no different. Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto in the 2017 general election promised to respect the decision of the referendum and not remain in the EU's single market or customs union. We can now see the commitments were worthless and just a ruse to get people's votes. Labour is still misleading voters even now. Having previously argued against a second EU referendum, it is now party policy to hold to a public vote. He has already misled leavers, but he could be misleading remainers too. How can anyone trust the party of Corbyn? Corbyn's Labour knows its record of dishonesty has been rumbled by the public. Any dog in the street could see that Labour voters who voted Leave have been flocking to the newly formed Brexit Party, so how did Corbyn react? Typically, he ran a campaign that was lying on stilts. Accusing the Brexit Party of being far right, he categorized Nigel Farage and those who might support the Brexit Party of being in a camp of racists, fascists, and bigots. Labour has become one big lie. This means the by-election comes down to trust. Can the electorate trust Labour anymore, or can it rebuild its faith in politicians and what they say by returning Mike Green and the Brexit Party? Green comes with an impressive backstory, defeating adversity and challenges that would blow most people over to become that person we all can admire and need more of. Someone who creates wealth for himself and his family but then also becomes a philanthropist for the community. Money is not what drives Mike Green. Helping others realize their goals like he realized his is what makes him tick. A straight talker, nobody can accuse Green of being duplicitous or a liar. What might save the day for Labour is not that it can suddenly be trusted, not that there has been a change in behavior of Jeremy Corbyn, or the Labour candidates should be beatified. What might save Labour is that as the incumbent party that narrowly defeated Stuart Jackson of the Conservatives, it undoubtedly has at its disposal a massive bank of data from past canvassing that tells its campaign which people might vote Labour. Labour will have been on a campaign footing from the moment Onasanya was expelled from the Labour Party in December 2018. That's some 6 months to prepare for the by-election and waiting compared to the Brexit Party that is only 7 weeks old and in that time has been focusing on the European elections. The reality is that if Mike Green beats the Conservatives, it will be a major achievement. If he goes further and beats Labour too, it will be unprecedented. The bookies have the Brexit Party as hot favourites to win, and why not? When it comes down to the issue of trust, of restoring faith in our democracy and a seat that voted Leave in the referendum of Brexit Party gain, after Labour was trashed last month, such an outcome makes eminent sense. But this is not the European elections where data and a polling day get the vote out operation were of no consequence. It's a factor only political geeks might be aware of, but it may make all the difference to Labour saving face. If, after all, Labour voters stay with Corbyn and his acolytes, they will be accepting and condoning all his deceptions, giving him encouragement to carry on deceiving, but nobody will be laughing. If Conservative voters feel they should stick with the Tory candidate, they will be condoning all of Theresa May's untruths on Brexit and giving free license to the next leader to do the same all over again. If Peterborough voters want to establish trust again, and send a strong message to all British politicians to be true to their word, then the message is clear: choose the local man you can trust by supporting Mike Green and the Brexit Party. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.